The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the jazz singer Billie Holiday, born Eleanor Fagan in Philadelphia in 1915. She was discovered in 1933 by the jazz producer John Hammond, and by the early 30s she was touring with Count Basie and Lester Young, and by the 40s she was being called the best jazz singer of all time. It's the birthday of the gossip columnist Walter Winchell, born in New York City, 1897, who said, "The way to become famous fast is to throw a brick at someone who is famous." It's the birthday of filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola, born in Detroit, Michigan, 1939. He was 30 years old, $300,000 in debt, thought he was finished as a filmmaker. When he got the chance to direct a mob movie based on a novel by Mario Puzo, and that was The Godfather, released in 1972, it became the most profitable movie ever made up to that time. It was on this day in 1927, an audience in New York City saw an image of Herbert Hoover in the first successful long-distance demonstration of television. There were several competing versions of television, and this one was a mechanical process that used a metal disc punched with holes in a spiral pattern that transformed light into electrical impulses. It had been invented in Europe, and it was called radiovision. Herbert Hoover was speaking in Washington, D.C., to an audience in New York City. The telecast began with a close-up of Herbert Hoover's forehead. He was sitting too close to the camera. But then he backed up, and he gave his speech. He said, "It's a matter of just pride to have a part in this historic occasion, the transmission of sight for the first time in the world's history." He gave his speech, and then there was a comedian, a blackface comedian, who did some jokes. Radiovision never really caught on, but instead, television as we know it today was a very different technology invented by a high school student in Utah named Philo Farnsworth. It's the birthday of the English romantic poet William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770. Didn't do well at university. He preferred to walk around the countryside, surrounded by nature. When he was a college student at Cambridge, he took a 12-week walking tour of the Alps with a friend, during which they covered about 3,000 miles. It was between 1797 and 1807 he wrote most of his greatest poetry, including She Dwelt Among the Untrodden Ways, Tintern Abbey, and the ode Intimations of Immortality. And by the time he reached middle age, his collections of poetry were bestsellers in England. And it's the birthday of Donald Barthelme, born in Philadelphia, 1931, author of four novels, including Snow White, best known for his comical, surrealistic short stories that appeared originally in the New Yorker magazine, the first collection called Come Back, Dr. Caligari. Donald Barthelme, who said, "Write about what you're afraid of." Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, entitled We Bring Democracy to the Fish. It is unacceptable that fish prey on each other. For their comfort and safety, we will liberate them into fish farms with secure, durable boundaries that exclude predators. Our care will provide for their liberty, health, happiness, and nutrition. Of course, all creatures need to feel useful. At maturity, the fish will discover their purposes. A poem, We Bring Democracy to the Fish, by Donald Hall, from White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems, 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.